hunting to try to cure the famine, and they see this beautiful white, this beautiful Indian maiden dressed in white. And as they see her and she's approaching, one of these Indian braves has unholy thoughts about the lady, and a cloud comes down and covers him, envelops him, and when the cloud departs from him, he's a pile of bone and worms. And this second Indian brave realizes that this lady is a holy lady, and so he brings her back into the tribe and takes her into the tent of the Indian chief, and she presents to the Indian chief at this time this bundle, and in this bundle is the peace pipe. Now, I want to read a passage here about how she describes what this peace pipe represents, and I want to do this because I want you to understand, and you should, as we go through here, that the religion of the American Indians is none other than the religion of the New Age, and if you're familiar at all with the premises of the New Age movement, you will hear their religion reflected in this story as the white buffalo lady describes what the peace pipe is meant to signify. So we'll cut into the story here while she's giving her description. After the mysterious woman said this, she took from the bundle a pipe and also a small round stone which she placed upon the ground. Holding the pipe up with its stem to the heavens, she said, "With this sacred pipe you will walk upon the earth, for the earth is your grandmother and mother, and she is sacred. Every step that is taken upon her should be as a prayer. The bowl of this pipe is of red stone. It is of the earth. It is the earth. Carved in the stone and facing the center is the buffalo calf, who represents all the four-legged who live upon your mother. The stem of the pipe is of wood, which represents all that grows upon the earth. And these 12 feathers, which hang there where the stem fits into the bowl, are from the spotted eagle. They represent the eagle and all the winged of the air. All these peoples and all the things of the universe are joined to you who smoke the pipe. All send their voices to Wonkantanka, the Great Spirit. When you pray with this pipe, you pray for and with everything. The Wonkan woman then touched the foot of the pipe to the ground, to the round stone which lay upon the ground, saying, "With this pipe you will be bound to all your relatives, your grandfather and father, your grandmother and mother, this round rock, which is of the same red stone as the bowl of the pipe, your father Wonkantankan has also given you. It represents the earth, your grandmother and mother, where you will live and increase. All of this is sacred, so do not forget." Now, as she gives them this...